إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد،
let's continue with شرح السنة of Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, with the explanation of Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahullah. Then last time we had part of the point before point 96 and point number 96. So we had the part where the Imam described a time when splitting, having earlier mentioned the initial part of Islam, when Islam was united upon the Jama'ah and the Sunnah was strong. Then he mentioned some stages until he mentioned the time when splitting appeared and grew and sects appeared, each declaring the others to be disbelievers. So Shaykh al-Fawzan hafidhahullah, he commented upon this and said that this is a clear sign of the people of falsehood, that people who do that are upon falsehood, and that they are people of misguidance, contrary to the way of the people of the Sunnah, those who unite upon the truth and don't declare each other disbelievers, and indeed they don't declare others to be disbelievers without a clear proof from the book and the Sunnah. So we had the point that those people in that time were upon misguidance, they were followed by many of the ignorant people. Many of the ignorant people followed them upon their misguidance. And one of the means which they used was the wealth, that they would give wealth to people who would follow them. So at that time, the people of the Sunnah and people of the Sunnah became suppressed. But Sheikh al-Fawzan hafidhahullah made the point that that was not something that was going to continue and will never be something that continues, but rather eventually the Sunnah and its people will always be victorious. Likewise, the Imam mentioned that the people of falsehood in those times, they used analogy and they used their own opinions in matters of aqidah, matters of belief. Instead of accepting, they instead used opinion, their own opinions, and analogy, qiyas, and ended up therefore rebutting the speech of Allah and the speech of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in those times, Islam became a stranger, just as it began, as being a stranger, as occurs in the authentic hadith that Shaykh al-Fawzan hafidhahullah mentioned, that Islam began as a stranger and it will return to its state of being a stranger. So give glad tidings, fatuba lil ghuraba, give glad tidings to the strangers. So when the people said, who are they, asking who they are, who are these strangers, then Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded that they are those who are upon correctness when the people are corrupt. So Shaykh al-Fawzan said that they were strangers because of the large number of people who opposed them and criticized them. So when the people of the truth they are strangers when they are surrounded by a large number of people who oppose them and criticize them. And we had the point number 96 with regard to mut'at al-nisa, temporary marriage of convenience. This is something that is forbidden until the day of resurrection. It was made lawful for a time, the time of Khaybar and at the time of the conquest of Makkah, and then it was made forbidden until the day of resurrection. So it's something forbidden, al-mut'ah al-nisa, and as we had, it's something, a marriage, or in the form of a marriage, where a man takes a woman as his wife with a contract for a temporary period of time, whether it be a month, or a week, or a day, or even an hour. And the Sheikh Suhaimi mentioned, hafidhullah, in his explanation, this is something, of course, which is well known with the Rafida Shia. Something that they practice and they support and they hold it to be something lawful. And Sheikh Suhaimi, as just a side point here to what we had, Sheikh Suhaimi, hafidhullah, he mentioned that the people of the Rafida Shia, they regard mut'ah, which is a form of zina, a form of fornication, they regard that as being better than normal marriage. And they regard a child which comes from it, from this fornication, they regard a child that comes from it as being the best sort of child to have. So we had the point that this mut'ah, this temporary marriage of convenience, is something forbidden. And likewise istihlal, a man marrying a woman only to make her lawful for her previous husband. She was married before, then she became finally divorced from him, so now she cannot go back to him. So therefore a man marries her just to make her lawful for her original husband. This likewise is something forbidden. Then Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he continued on what occurs here right at the end of the book, on page 440, point number 97, وَأَرِثْ لِبَنِي هَاشِمٍ فَضْلَهُمْ لِقَرَابَتِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأَرِثْ فَضْلَ قُرَيْشٍ وَالْعَرَبِ وَجَمِيعِ الْأَفْخَاذِ فَأَرِثْ قَدْرَهُمْ وَحُقُوقَهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَوْلَى الْقَوْمِ مِنْهُمْ وَتَعَرَّفْ لِسَائِرِ النَّاسِ حَقَّهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. He said, rahimahullah, and acknowledge the excellence of the Banu Hashim. Due to their kinship, their being close relatives, their kinship to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And acknowledge the excellence of the Quraysh and of the Arabs. And of the branches of the tribes, acknowledge their station and their rights in Islam. And the slave belonging to a people, the freed slave who belonged to a people is one of them. And acknowledge the rights of the rest of the people in Islam. Sheikh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he said, he's saying, Li Bani Hashim. He acknowledged the excellence of the Banu Hashim, of the clan of Hashim. He said, the Banu Hashim, the clan of Hashim ibn Abd Manaf. And the tribe, the clan of Hashim, the son of Abd Manaf. That's who they are. Banu Hashim are, the children of Hashim, the son of Abd Manaf. He said, because Abd Manaf had a number of sons, and they were Hashim, who is the grandfather of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abdul Shams, who is the grandfather of Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhu. And Nawfal ibn Abd Manaf, who is the grandfather of Hakim ibn Hizam, radiallahu anhu. And Al Muttalib ibn Abd Manaf, the grandfather of Banu Al Muttalib. They are all the sons of Abd Manaf. And just to summarize that, me and the Abd Manaf, he had four sons that I mentioned here. Hashim, first of them. Then he was the father of Abdul Muttalib, who was the father of Abdullah, who was the father of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also from the sons of Abd Manaf, the second one was Abdul Shams. who was the great-great-grandfather of Uthman radiallahu anhu, and also from the sons of Abd Manaf was Nawfal, and also from the sons of Abd Manaf was Al-Muttalib. Hashim, the mentions here, Banu Hashim, the descendants of Hashim, who is the son of Abd Manaf. We recognize their virtue and their excellence. Then the Shaykh said, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was raised amongst the Banu Hashim, the clan of Hashim, the son of Abd Manaf. So he was Hashimi Qurashi. He is from the larger tribe of Quraysh. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from the larger tribe of Quraysh, from the clan of Hashim, the children of Hashim. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى كِنَانَةَ مِنْ وَلَدِ إِسْمَعِيلَ وَاصْطَفَى مِنْ كِنَانَةَ قُرَيْشًا وَاصْطَفَى مِنْ قُرَيْشٍ بَنِي هَاشِمْ وَاصْطَفَانِي مِنْ بَنِي هَاشِمْ. He said, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah chose Kinana from the descendants of Ismail, and he chose from Kinana the Quraysh, and he chose from the Quraysh Banu Hashim, and he chose me from the Banu Hashim. As I mentioned, the footnote reported by Muslim, a hadith 2276, 2276, from a hadith of Wathila ibn al-Asqa radiallahu anhu. Shaykh Fawzan said, so they are the Qaraba, close relatives, they are the kinfolk of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the believers from Banu Hashim. The believers from the clan of Banu Hashim, they are the Qaraba, the close relatives, the kinfolk of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the Qaraba, the kinfolk who have the right upon the Muslims. It is forbidden for them to accept charity, sadaqah, but it is permissible for them to accept a gift, a hadiyah. As for other than the believers, then they have no worth, even if they are from Banu Hashim. The excellence and the virtue and the rights are for the believers from Banu Hashim. Rather, it is only when Qaraba, kinship, close kinship, comes along with Iman, true faith, then in that case there is no doubt that they have distinction over other people in Banu Hashim, when they're believers, when the Banu Hashim are believers, and they have the right that they be shown honour and respect, and they have the right to be respected and given precedence, since this is a part of the respect of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, if they are not believers, they're not mu'mineen, then all that is the case is that they are from Banu Hashim and they are disbelievers. So there is no honour for them. And the same goes for everyone who ascribes himself to the Banu Hashim, who is not upon the not upon the way of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and not upon rectitude, not upright, then he has no worth. So it is not just being merely closely related on its own that brings about the rights. Rather, it is qaraba, kinship, along with having Iman, having true faith. He said, he the Most High said, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَةِ. Surah Ash-Shura, the 42nd Surah, Ayah 23. With the explanation, say, and this has been one of the explanations, in accordance with one of the explanations of the Ayah, say, I do not ask you for any reward for conveying the truth to you, but I enjoin you to show love towards me by respecting my kinfolk, by respecting my close relatives. Qurba. Sheikh Fawzan said, meaning the close relatives of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one saying. And he said, Allah appointed for them a share of the khumus, a share of the fifth part of the booty. He, the Most High, said, وَأَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ وَأَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ وَلِلرَّسُولِ وَلِذِي الْقُرْبَى. Surah Al-Anfal, the 8th Surah, Ayah 41, with the explanation, and you should know that whatever you take as booty, then one-fifth of it is assigned for Allah, the Messenger, and the close relatives of the Messenger. The Zil Qurba. Sheikh Fawzan said, the close relatives of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he moves on to the next part. He mentioned the virtue and the rights of the Banu Hashim. He said, he's saying, وَعْرِفْ فَضْلَ قُرَيْشٍ وَالْعَرَبِ, and acknowledge the virtue, the excellence of the Quraysh and of the Arabs. Sheikh Fawzan said, after the Banu Hashim, after the clan of Hashim, is the virtue of the Muslims from the Quraysh, from the larger Quraysh, the Hashim being a clan, a part of the larger tribe, the Quraysh. They said, after the virtue, meaning after the Banu Hashim, is the virtue of the Muslims from the Quraysh. They have excellence over the rest of the Arabs. Then the Arabs have excellence over the Ajam. The Arabs have excellence over the non-Arabs. Why? And why is it the case that the Arabs have excellence over the non-Arabs? He said, because Allah sent down the Qur'an in their language, and he sent the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from them, and he chose them to convey his message, and therefore he, the Majestic and Most High, said in the Qur'an, فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ. The ayah from Surah Zukhruf, Ayah 43, and the beginning of Ayah 44, the explanation, in address to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so hold fast to this Qur'an that has been sent down to you. Indeed, you are upon a straight and true path, and it will be an honor for you. Sheikh Fawzan said, meaning the Qur'an will be an honor for you, وَلِقَوْمِكَ, and for your people. Sheikh Fawzan said, meaning the Arabs, وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. Continuation of Ayah 44, وَلِقَوْمِكَ وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. It will be an honor for you, it will be an honor for you and for your people. For that, I mean the Arabs. وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ, the explanation, and you shall soon be questioned concerning it. Sheikh Fawzan said, you people will soon be questioned about the implementation of this Quran, and about the call to it, and about having conveyed it, because Allah gave them the duty of bearing it and conveying it to the rest of the world. So this is the aspect for which the Arabs have superiority. They were not given superiority, they were not given excellence, just because they were Arabs alone. Rather, they were given superiority on account of what they are specified with by Allah with regard to the Quran and the Sunnah and the sending of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because they carry out the duty of conveying this religion. He the Most High said, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 110, with the explanation. You are the best nation that has been brought out for mankind. You command the good and you forbid the evil. And you have true faith in Allah. And you truly believe in Allah. He said, and he said, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 104, with the explanation. And let there be from amongst you a group who call the people to the good, and they command the good and they prohibit the evil. They command the good and they forbid the evil. And they are the ones who will prosper. They are the ones who will be successful. Shaykh Fawzan said, so this is the aspect in which the Arabs have specific excellence when they adhere to this religion and they convey it. Then they have virtue over others. But as for those who do not adhere to this religion, then he has no virtue. He has no excellence. Because Allah the Majestic and Most High says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Surah Al-Hujurat, 49th Surah, Ayah 13. With the explanation, O mankind, we have created you all from a single male and female, and we made from you nations and tribes so that you should become acquainted with each other. Indeed, the most honorable of you with Allah are those who are most dutiful to Allah, are those who have the most taqwa, most obedience to Allah, most avoidance of sin to Allah, the most dutiful to Allah. And Shaykh Fawzan said, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا فضل لعربي على عجمي على عجمي ولا لأبيض على أسود إلا بالتقوى كلهم لآدم وآدم من تراب. There is no excellence for an Arab over a non-Arab, nor for a white person over a black person, except on account of taqwa, dutifulness to Allah. All of you are from Adam, and Adam was from earth. With regard to this narration, they don't mention a reference for it here in the footnotes, but Sheikh Al-Albani mentioned this narration occurs in the explanation about Hawiya. And Sheikh Al-Albani mentioned in his notes, note number 461, that this narration is sahih, and that it occurs in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. You'll find it in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, especially the first part of the narration. In the latter part, you can find it also in the Mu'jam al-Awsat of At-Tabarani and in the Musnad of Al-Bazzar. Sheikh Fawzan, Habibullah, continues, as he mentioned his narration, there is no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab, nor for a white person over a black person, except on account of taqwa, dutifulness to Allah. All of you are from Adam, and Adam was from earth. And the Shaykh said, so this is the angle from which the Arabs have superiority. If they establish the duty that Allah has given to them to propagate this religion and to call to it and to explain it to mankind, then they will be more excellent than others. He said, he's saying wa jami' al-afkhaz, and likewise all the branches of the tribes. Sheikh Fawzan said al-afkhaz means a part of the tribes. I mean a section, subsection of the tribes. So first there is the tribe, I mean the large unit is the tribe. Then there are the afkhaz, and there are the branches of the tribe. So it is a part of the tribe. He's saying فَأَرِفْ قَدْرَهُمْ وَحُقُوقَهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. So acknowledge their station and their rights in Islam. Sheikh Fawzan said, each one in accordance with his own virtue and rights. He said, he's saying, وَمَوْلَى الْقَوْمِ مِنْهُمْ. And the freed slave belonging to a people is from them. The freed slave who belonged to a people is from them. Sheikh Fawzan said, this is a hadith from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the footnote they mention, or give a reference for the hadith, reported by Al-Bukhari, and the reference should be hadith number 6761, from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said, Mawla al-qawmi min anfusihim, that the slave set free by a people is from them themselves. That's where Sheikh Fawzan, Hafizullah, ends explanation at that point. As for the explanation of Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, then he said, starting off with the point with regard to Banu Hashim, he said, I say, Banu Hashim, the clan of Hashim, they have virtue on account of their closeness, being close relatives of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah the Perfect and Most High said to his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah, Ayah 23, the ayah that we had before, with explanation, say, I do not ask you for any reward for conveying the truth to you, but I enjoin you to show love towards me by respecting the rights of my kinsfolk. Sheikh Ahmad said, so he's saying, إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى, with explanation, that I enjoin you to show love towards me by respecting the rights of my close relatives. The Sheikh said, meaning that is not reward, that's not counted as taking reward, but rather the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought from the nation that they should recognize the rights of his relatives, close relatives, the rights of his kinsfolk, and respect them from their respect for him, and that they should show honor to them as a part of their showing honor to him. for indeed a Muslim has rights upon the Muslim. So then, a Muslim who is from the Banu Hashim, who clings to his religion, will have the right of Islam, and he will have the right that is due to a close relative of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise the rest of the branches of the Quraysh. Except that Allah has put the duty upon us to have love, or rather he said, Allah has not put the duty upon us to love those who are not upon the correct aqidah, and who are not upright upon Islam. He said, and indeed the Prophet ﷺ freed himself from those who are contrary to his way. So he ﷺ said, indeed the people of the father of so-and-so, indeed the people of the father, meaning so-and-so, they are not my awliya, they are not my friends and allies. Rather, my guardian Lord is Allah, and my allies are the righteous believers. A hadith reported by Muslim. And the Shaykh said, reported by Muslim and Al-Bukhari. He said, he's saying, وَسَائِرَ الْأَفْخَارِ and the rest of the branches, he said, mean the rest of the branches of the Quraysh and the tribes of the Arabs. Their rights in Islam should be recognized, and Allah grants success. Then as for the last point that occurs in this volume, then Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah continued, وَأَعْرِفْ قَدْرَ الْأَنصَارِ وَوَصِيَّةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فِيهِمْ وَآلُ الرَّسُولِ فَلَا تَصُبَّهُمْ وَأَعْرِفْ فَضْلَهُمْ وَكَرَامَاتِهِمْ. وَجِيرَانُهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ فَأَعْرِفْ فَضْلَهُمْ. He said, and acknowledge the rights of the Ansar and the advice given by Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning them, and the family of the Messenger. Do not abuse them. Acknowledge their virtue and their deeds of excellence, and acknowledge the virtue of his neighbors from the people of Al-Madinah. Shaykh Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said in explanation, he's saying, wa'rif fadl al-ansar, and acknowledge the virtue of the Ansar. He said, from the Aus and the Khazraj, from the tribes of the Aus and the Khazraj, and the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most excellent of the generations. They are the most excellent of the generations because of his saying, khayrukum qarni, the best of you is my generation. In the footnote they mention the hadith being reported by Al-Bukhari. It should be hadith 3650, 3650, and Muslim hadith 2535 from a hadith of Imran ibn al-Husayn radiallahu anhu. Shaykh Fawzan continued, and because Allah chose them to be companions of his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because they gave the pledge to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they fought jihad along with him, and they carried the knowledge from him and conveyed it to mankind. So the Sahaba, the companions, are the most excellent of the generations, and no one can catch them with respect to their virtue. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَسُبُّوا أَصْحَابِي فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوْ أَنْفَقَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِثْلَ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا مَا بَلَغَ مُدَّ أَحَدِهِمْ وَلَا نَصِيفَهُمْ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not abuse my companions, for by the one in whose hand is my soul, if one of you were to spend in charity the like of Mount Uhud in gold, it would not reach the hands full of one of them, not even a half of it. In a footnote they mentioned, reported by Al-Bukhari, and it should be Hadith 3673, and Muslim in his Sahih, Hadith 2541, from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu. Sheikh Farzan said, meaning, if a person were to spend in charity with the like of the mountain of Uhud, it would not equal a handful of barley which was given by a companion. So this shows the virtue of the companions, radiallahu anhum. So this is tremendous virtue which must be acknowledged for them, radiallahu anhum. And Allah the Majestic and Most High said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th Surah, Ayah 100, with the explanation. And the first and foremost ones from the Muhajireen and from the Ansar, and those who followed them upon good, Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. And He has prepared for them gardens in paradise, beneath which rivers flow. Sheikh Farzan said, and He, the Majestic and Most High, said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنْزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Surah Al-Fath, the 48th Surah, Ayah 18, with the explanation. Allah was pleased with the believers when they gave you the pledge beneath the tree. So He knew what was in their hearts, and He sent down tranquility upon them, and He rewarded them with a victory close at hand. He said, and He the Most High said, Muhammadun Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ. The part of the ayah with the explanation, Surah Al-Fath, 48th Surah, Ayah 29, with the explanation. Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are stern against the disbelievers, merciful amongst themselves. You will see them bowing and prostrating, seeking bounty from Allah and His pleasure. Their sign is upon their faces from the traces of prostration. That is their description in the Torah. Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, meaning their description in the Torah. وَمَثَلُهُمْ Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, meaning, and again, and their description, فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ كَزَرَعٍ أَخْرَجَ شَطْأَهُ فَآزَرَهُ فَاسْتَغْلَظَ فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِهِ يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَّاءَ لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. Shaykh Al-Fath, same ayah, 29th ayah. The explanation, and their description in the Injil is, I mean, the description of those who were with the Messenger of Allah, companions. So we had their description in the Torah, and now the explanation. And their description in the Injil is that of a plant which sends out side shoots which support it, so that it becomes firm and strong, upright upon its stalk. It pleases those who have planted it, so that the disbelievers may become enraged at them. Shaykh Farzan said, after mentioning the ayah, he said, these ayahs are with regard to the companions, radiallahu anhum, which shows their virtue and their status with Allah and with His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they have different levels of excellence amongst themselves. So the four Khulafa, the four Caliphs, they are the most excellent ones from the companions. Then the rest of the ten who were promised paradise. Then the Muhajirun, because Allah mentioned them first, ahead of the Ansar. And because they, the Muhajirin, because they left their homes and their wealth and their homelands for the sake of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. And they migrated in Allah's cause. So they have excellence over the Ansar. Then the Ansar, radiallahu anhum, because they sheltered the Messenger, and they gave shelter to the Muslims, and supported them, and they assisted them with their wealth, and they lived in harmony along with them, and they loved them. And those who were present at Badr, also, they have virtue and specific excellence. And those who were present at the pledge of Ridwan, Bayat al-Ridwan, he, the Most High, said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ Surah Al-Fatih, 48 Surah, Ayah 18. With the explanation, Allah was pleased with the believers when they gave you, referring to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pledge beneath the tree. Shaykh Fawzan said, then those who accepted Islam before the conquest are more excellent than those who accepted Islam after the conquest of Mecca. So they have different degrees of virtue amongst them. However, overall, they are more excellent than others besides them. From all generations until the hour is established, no one can match them. He said, he's saying, وَوَصِيَّةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فِيهِمْ, and the advice, the counsel given by Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم with regard to them, he said, meaning the counsel of the Messenger, the strong advice given by the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم with regard to the Ansar. He said, he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا يحب الأنصار إلا مؤمن ولا يبغضهم إلا منافق. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, with regard to the Ansar, no one will love the Ansar except for a believer, and no one will hate them except for a hypocrite, munafiq. In a footnote they mentioned, reported by Al-Bukhari in his Sahih, it should be Hadith 3783, and Muslim, it's Hadith number 75, from a Hadith of Al-Bara radiallahu anhu. And he said, and he's saying, وَجِيرَانَهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ فَأَرِفْ فَضْلَهُمْ, and his neighbours from the people of Al-Madina, acknowledge their virtue. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, the person who lived in Al-Madina, or he said, the person who lives in Al-Madina and has patience with it, hoping for reward, and he has patience upon its hardships, hoping for reward, and is constant upon prayer in the mosque of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will have reward for that. There is no doubt about it. But as for the person who lives therein and he commits evil and he commits shirk along with Allah, the Majestic and Most High, and he propagates innovations, then his punishment will be more severe. His punishment will be multiplied. For he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِيهَا حَدَثًا أَوْ آوَى مُحْدِثًا فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, whoever commits evil, or the second explanation, whoever commits innovation in it, or who gives shelter to a criminal, or meaning to an innovator, then upon him will be the curse of Allah and the angels and all of mankind. In the footnote they mention a hadith being reported by al-Bukhari, a hadith, and it should be hadith 7300 and Muslim, a hadith 1370 from a hadith of Ali radiallahu anhu. And that's where Sheikh al-Fawzan ends explanation of this point. Briefly, with regard to the explanation of Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, then he said, just on the point, just mention what he said with regard to the point of وَجِيرَانُهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ فَعَرِفْ فَضْلَهُمْ, and his neighbours from the people of Al-Madinah, acknowledge their virtue. Sheikh Ahmed said, what is meant by the neighbours here are those people who are not from the Ansar, they weren't from the Aus and the Khazraj, nor were they from Quraysh, but they were Muslims, so they have the right of Islam, and they have virtue for their having patience upon the difficulties in Al-Madinah. So it is obligatory to acknowledge the virtue of the people of virtue, and Allah is the one who grants success. That's the end of the first of the two volumes. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. There's something I slightly missed for those. I missed a slight point here. I got distracted and went onto a footnote and then turned the page. On the first of the two points that we had, وَمَوْلَى الْقَوْمِ مِنْهُمْ, it's only very short inshallah, وَمَوْلَى الْقَوْمِ مِنْهُمْ, and the freed slave who belonged to a people is from them. Sheikh Razan said this is a hadith from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the part that I missed is a sentence. He said, meaning al-atiq, meaning a slave who has been set free. So a person who has been set free by the Hashimiyin, by the clan of Hashim, he will have their ruling. He will have the ruling of being from the clan of Hashim. Or somebody who is a slave been set free by anybody else, he will have the same ruling as them. He was a slave with that tribe, but they set him free. Then he will be counted as being from that tribe.
I'm missing some stuff.
I think I read the footnotes and I turned the page.